morning, good people, and welcome back to the Audaciously Me podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. So glad you made it here. You'll love it here, I promise. If you need any more information on me as far as Instagram, Facebook, other episodes, to get to those, you will find all of that in the description link to this podcast. Well, of course, you know, you can just scroll around for the other episodes, but you know, any other thing like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, it will all be in the link in the description of this podcast. So today, I am back with Mr. What you calling yourself today?
What you gonna call me?
This, I don't know. This what your you call, podcast. But what you calling yourself today? You got like five different names.
I ain't got no five.
Just about. Right. So what you going by today? Don't worry about it. You ain't got a name, all. What you going by today?
Going by K-Mo.
Oh, surprising. Well, today I have with me Mr. K-Mo himself. Of course, you know, in the middle of the podcast last week, he gave us a topic for this week to discuss working together as a couple. And when we say working together, we mean in the same company, same plant, whatever you want to call it. Same establishment, all that good stuff. So, Mr. K-Mo, do you feel as though we spend too much time together, being that we work together and we live together now?
Man, I get so tired of seeing your face.
I believe it, because I get tired of seeing you too. So you think we see each other too much?
I was playing, but I mean, no. I don't think we see each other too much because, you know, when you're at work, you're more focused on work. Or you should be more focused on work. Some people go to work and don't be wanting to work. Don't know how, you know.
But come on.
I don't be doing that. But yeah, you know, we be at work. We don't just be all in each other's face at work. You know, like, we may go to each other on break, but like, when we just... When it's time to work, we working. Lunch, we don't sit together. We got our own group of people that we sit with and eat lunch with. So, no.
I got to sit with the women so we can talk and gossip about the guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what we do. No, I'm just playing. We mostly sit up there and joke, talk about lady stuff. The times. But in my opinion, I'm going to say no as well because... Like, during the pandemic, of course, I got laid off, so I haven't been to work in a couple of months, but I do go back here on the 4th. And during that time, we didn't live together, so most of the time, we would go our separate ways after work. Most of the time, not all the time, though, of course. Sometimes I'll go over there, he'll come over here, stuff like that. But then, no, and I would say I'll see... Being that we live together now and then I'm going back to work. Then again, I can't say that because, of course, I'm going to be more focused on trying to keep my grades up in school, keep this podcast rolling, keep my girls' YouTube rolling. I ain't going to be studying you. He says he don't care if he'll be crying later on. Babe,
when we going to go out on a date? You going to come sit down and eat with me?
The stuff that I be doing and whining about now. Watch. You gonna see how them tables gonna go just like this. You don't sound too excited about it. Well, you don't look too excited about it. It's hitting you now that she gonna be busy. She ain't gonna have time for me, huh?
It is what it is.
Whatever. Whatever. So, how has this shaped you as a person? Like dating? Me, of course, and working with me, and now, I guess, living together. Has it changed, like your thoughts in relationships?
Yeah, because, you know, this all is a first for me. Like, I've never worked with who I've dated, and I've never lived with who I've dated. So, it has... change some things like how you or approach the relationship. And I guess It's like you just keep learning stuff. So as the days go, and like how you just say it, you know, you can get ready to come back, and this time is gonna be different because we're living together and all that. Like, we're gonna see how that will change and shape things and stuff like that.
And see, I was going to give y'all a whole rundown on how we met at work and stuff, but I felt like I was going to be all over the place with that story. So we'll share little bits and pieces as we go. So I'm going to say it has shaped me as a person as far as my insecurities went. It made me stronger in that area. So it's kind of like, yeah, I still have my issues that we'll talk about. And I'm like, look, I don't like this. I don't like that. But it's not me feeling, I guess you could say, jealous or could I say vindictive? No. I don't know. You know how you would feel normally when, now I still be like, hey, you too close. Get your hands off of them. Now that's mine. But it's not like, if we're sitting here and I'd be like, all right, now they go your little girlfriend. I know I'm playing. He don't like when I do it, but I know I'm playing. But I find it funny now because like stuff like that, I used to flip out about, like flip. Like no other woman should be in your space. If you're breathing her oxygen, when she exhales, all that carbon monoxide coming out of her mouth and you inhaling it, you too close. But no. I'm not like that anymore. It's kind of like, it is what it is. I get it. They're going to be all up in your face. But I'm leaving it up to you to set those boundaries and know when to stop it when stuff gets too far. Instead of me trying to hold on to the reins and control everything. Like, you in control of this, sir? Anyway. So if anything go too far, that's your fault. And ladies, I will say this. If you're looking to date someone you are working with, prepare your mind, body, and your spirit for it. Because the other women in there, they're going to come for you, okay? They're going to try to test you and see how far they can take it. So like I was telling him to set boundaries, you set some too and let them folks know, hey, I ain't for all that buzz stuff now. Buzz. So whatever you thinking you fix to do. If you succeed, it is yours. I ain't going to fight you. I ain't going to argue because I need my job. However, if you don't keep pushing because then I'm going to feel like you're reaching. Then you're going to awaken the beast within me. Okay? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? And he don't like when I get to talking like that, but I be so serious because I have been tested and tried, and they're like, it was one night we were sitting down, we were talking, and he was like, we have onlookers. And I was like, what? And I looked. And they were looking dead at me. And I kind of mouthed some stuff. I was like. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you know what I said. Oh, goodness. So, I can say, like, I did feel as though when people felt like we started something or, you know, we could possibly have some degree of a relationship going on, I can say they started acting like some doggone vultures. I was like, dang, you got a new one every night, nah. They don't never come down here and talk to you. They call you, Kelvin, come here, Kelvin. And he just walking over there with a smile on his face. I'm like, get back to your seat. Right or wrong. Don't shake your head, no. You know I'm not lying. Marching down there entertaining folks. Oh. And then he went to his favorite rapper's concert. Babe, who your favorite rapper?
Big Chris.
Yeah.
Young Chris.
So he went to his concert. He come back with some pictures showing everybody. Hey, but they got Facebook. They can look on Facebook. They ain't got to be all up in your phone.
I don't be adding for like.
Mm-hmm.
They not no more, guys.
But no. But ladies, be careful. Like, if you're not ready for it, don't jump in there, because I'm not going to say every man going to be like this one and turn down every piece of, you know what, that gets thrown at him. But, you know, just prepare yourself for it, because women are vultures. They're going to jump in and they're going to try to sabotage whatever you're trying to build, okay? So, next. Well, we can go on to this. So, how would you recommend somebody going about setting boundaries with people in the workplace, knowing your significant other is there? Like, how would you express to them, like, hey, without causing an issue?
Oh, you said, I was going to say, I was going to be like, you can just tell them, like, look, I mean, if you want to get smacked up, you know, obviously she's over there, so you do as you feel. I'm going to say no. And then if you keep on doing it, next thing you know, you might get one of these hand tools or something like that to the back of the head or the face or something. But you say it without causing an issue. I mean, you can just tell people, like, look, you know, my girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, man, woman, however you refer to your significant other. Be like, you know they work here. Don't be on no bull stuff.
I don't like that answer.
What?
That's a gateway answer.
How is it a gateway answer?
Because it's like, you know they work here. Okay. Don't be on no bull stuff. Mean, oh, so you telling me I can do... Okay, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook. No.
No, don't do
no. that. So that's a gateway answer. I don't know. Like... I'm not an ugly girl, of course. It was one person there that would call himself flirting with me, but I think we cousins, honestly. You know, he'll just pop up. He wouldn't say anything out the way or flirtatious for real, but you know, you could tell, all right, that's why he come up. I'm like, look, I got a man. Just give it up. Don't try, because it ain't working. Then after that, I guess it could just, it, I don't know. I don't really have to say too much to this person, because they were more so like, oh, okay. And they just stopped and they just kept it cool ever since then. They'll still speak. But I don't know. I would say, as far as setting boundaries, can I use it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we had a discussion. There's this one girl, you know, she's always asking Kelvin to bring her this, bring her that. Of course, she pays for it. And I know he's a nice person and he likes to do things for people. And I told him, I don't mind it, just set a boundary. So one night, I use his computer to stream with the podcast that I'm on with Kaya. You know, I'm exiting out everything and I see, thank you with a red heart. Thank you with a red heart. It took everything in me not to open up that message. I said, you know what? I'll talk to him about it later. So we talked about it. But this wasn't the first time this has, like, something like this has happened. Because the first time I was working there, and that's when she was trying to make it seem like he just going out his way to buy her stuff. Girl, first of all, I knew about all this. Secondly, don't try me like that. So I see you are going to pick her stuff, you know, her stuff up again for her, you know. I said, so y'all work together, right? He's like, yeah. I said, okay. So when she asked you, did she ask you through Facebook or was it face to face? I mean, face to face. He said,
face to face.
I said, all right. So when she handed you the money, was it through Facebook or face to face? You said?
Face to face.
All right, all right. So you go pick up the items, all right? You hand it to her through Messenger or face to face?
Face to face.
Okay.
Never
mind. I mean, this the point I'm getting to. Hold on a minute. I got a point. So I was like, all right. Did she say thank you when you handed it to her?
Yeah.
All right. So why was a message sent later on with a thank you with a red heart that's reaching? And that's where I was like, you're going to have to set that boundary with her. Because if I come back to work, I'm not coming in there with no BS. I'm not. I'm not, because I'm going to be tired and she might catch me on the wrong day. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to put my hands on her, but I might hurt her feelings. So I was like, look, you need to set a boundary. I said, I don't mind you, you know, doing this and that because I understand her situation. But you looked at me like that, but you know, you told me where she stayed in, ain't no food places over there and stuff like that. But now the whole stuff, like going to do stuff at work and stuff, she do that herself. But the other part, I get it. I would do something like that for somebody too. But it's like, it comes a time where you're going to have to be like, look, I don't mind doing this, but you're going to have to respect the fact that I'm in a relationship. And if you can't do that, don't call me and ask me for nothing else. We had to have a talk about setting a boundary because he wanted to just take the easy way out and be like, I just won't do it no more. You did that the first time and you're doing it again. You know, I can't help if that's the nice person that you are. You like to help people. I don't want to take that from you. But all I'm saying is set a boundary. That way everything remains respectful. Get it? We understand now. Mm-hmm. Go on, tell me you understand, babe.
I got you.
So yeah, you have to have these tough conversations with each other too, y'all. You can't just get upset and be like, nah, don't worry about it. You know what I'm mad about. And because you can't control how other people come to you the first time. But their second time, they should know, like, hey, I better not try that no more. No, I tried that first. I ain't going to go over there no more and do that no more. Okay. Now, they just keep trying. They just bold. And you probably need to cuss them out. That's just, you know, that's the other side of me talking. So, oh, goodness. All right. I found a question on the internet that somebody asked, like, how do you keep people out of your business if you're working with your partner in the same building? Simple. Tell them.
Don't tell them.
Okay. Just don't tell them. Sugar, honey, iced tea. Okay. But once you do, it's going to be all over the building. They're going to know what color drawers you got on. They're going to know what color your toenail polish is. And you wearing steel toe boots when you see these folks. They're going to know what color your bra is. You tell them your business. Yes, they will. You know, he cheated on me and I was sitting at home in a bra with a pink bra on and some rose panties.
Why you telling people at work out there right there?
I'm just saying you don't, but I know once it goes from one person to another, the story changes.
You got some people that will, though.
I don't know about all that now.
You do.
I mean, I feel like if it's a woman telling you what they had on, they just want to arouse somebody in them. They trying to impress somebody that they talking near or to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to you.
What?
Somebody said it around you
like that. I mean,
you mean what? You don't know.
It probably has. Like I said, I don't be paying attention to them folks. In that. I go to work, do my
you
job.
You know some. Oh goodness,
if they
y'all
was talking like that. Then it was all for no reason at all.
Whatever, whatever. So, do you think it's healthy to work with me, your partner, or some, you know?
We all got to work.
Yeah, we all got to work, but do you think it's healthy for the relationship? Like working together in the same...
It can be healthy. It depends on the relationship. If you and your partner got an understanding, concrete understanding, then, you know, it ain't going to be too much of nothing that like shakes that up or disrupts that.
I feel like I'm making you nervous. Am I making you nervous?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Sure. Why you feel like you're making me nervous?
I don't know. Just the way you're looking. I feel like I'm making you nervous.
Well, I'm kind of trying to watch the game.
Oh my goodness. See what I mean? See what I mean? I should have turned the TV off. I knew something else had his focus. But like he said, it's all about the relationship. And if you have a concrete understanding, then you should be good to go. And of course, I tell you, make sure you're prepared for it, mentally prepared for it, because people, I'm gonna keep saying this throughout this whole episode, people are going to test the waters to your relationship and see how strong that current really is. They're gonna test it. That's why I'm kind of nervous to go back, because I'm like, I don't want to go back and have no attitude with nobody. I want to be happy. I feel like I will, because I'm just gonna be excited. I got a job. I have some income. But of course, you know, it's gonna be somebody coming there. I'm just gonna go like this. Take a deep breath. Get my hand and mush them like that. Not today, Satan. But you know, we have to be 6 feet apart. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't be.
They're gonna be what?
No.
It's gonna be what?
No, I was saying them folks, they don't be doing that 6 feet apart.
I can believe it. I can believe it. But it is what it is. But I don't really feel like it's an unhealthy thing to work with your partner. It's all about your mindset and how you plan to go about doing this. Because if you want to go about it in a childish manner, then yes, your relationship is going to fail.
Childish manner, yes, childish results. So handle your business like grown folk.
I'm grown folk child too now.
You handle what you gotta handle like a grown person. And let the childish people be childish.
Right.
And don't let them get to you. They're gonna try and get to you.
Don't pay on my mind.
Like Bernie Mac said in what did he say that on? One of them house parties. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
What did he say?
I can't say. You trying not to cuss in this, right?
I mean, I don't care. Go ahead. I'm working on myself. You working on yourself too?
You always working on yourself. Self-improvement is the best improvement.
Duh. No, just playing. But anyways, you know, I don't know. We haven't really experienced too many problems with our relationship, but you know, it's been some petty stuff that has come from other women that I had to either learn how to ignore or assert myself in a way that lets them know, like, look, I'm aware of what you're up to. I ain't going for it. But in a great way, you know, I haven't popped off on anybody.
No.
But him.
Yeah.
Because he has control over that a little bit. You know what to be like. Look, hey. I know it was one time he looked over at me. I was like this. I see you.
I always feel like somebody.
But he's the nice guy. He's going to get the attention regardless.
Mm-hmm. No, they say like nice guys finish last, though.
What, you over there trying to finish last or something?
No. I'm saying.
It wasn't the right time. It was not the right time to say that. So, I guess, I mean, I kind of already spoke on the boundaries part. I'm sorry. I kind of took it over and you were my guest and I was supposed to let you in on it. Like, what is some advice you can give them before we dip on out of here?
Somebody trying to do more than what they should, you should drop kick them.
It works.
You got steel toe boots on with that. No, I was going to cut. If that don't get the point across.
What if they want their job, eh?
I mean, that place of work gonna keep going whether you there or you not there.
What you gonna drop kick somebody for? Something wrong with you. Who pissed in your cereals this morning?
Nobody. I'm just saying.
Don't drop kick nobody, y'all. Be the bigger person. Now, if this person on some, what's that movie called? Obsessed with that Beyonce and the other girl.
HR. That's what you do. Take them to HR.
HR, what HR gonna do besides sit y'all down and talk to y'all and then tell y'all that ain't my problem?
Harassment.
I don't know. I feel like it's so many steps you got to go through to prove that it's harassment.
Nah, but for real though, like, you just tell people, like, I'm in a relationship or I'm married, you know, whatever your case may be, and you need to respect it.
I feel kind of bad now because if one of them people in the office get a hold of this, you know, they said in their thing, let us know if you're dating or getting ready to marry somebody in the plan. Why? So y'all can fire the last person that came in? That's like telling you my business. No, ma'am.
There's significant others out there already.
I know, but you know, favoritism.
Discrimination.
Oh, goodness. But that's pretty much all we had to share. Like, we're not the couple that's always in the mix of some drama. But to stay out of it, I can say, prepare yourself. I said I'm going to say it again. Prepare yourself. Make sure your mind is ready for whatever cometh your way. Because people are going to test it. People are going to try it. And his mom has said it. My grandma has said it.
And you,
I've said it. It's like men don't see half the stuff that we see, ladies. So it's going to take a while to beat it over the head. You see three people and said it before he understood it. Why are you looking like that?
I was watching the game.
Oh, goodness. You know what? We're going to let y'all go. Christmas is coming up this weekend. I hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas from me. I can't talk. Merry Christmas from me. You see, I have my Merry Mississippi Christmas shirt on. So, Merry Christmas from Mississippi. Hit the pinky. Merry Christmas. Y'all have a great week.